Well, welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Andrew, and I have the privilege of serving as one of the student pastors at our Lewis Center campus. This week, we kicked off a new series called Asking for a Friend by taking a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 through 8, and answering the question, why are Christians always fighting with each other? Have you ever wondered that before? We know that in life, conflict and disagreements are bound to happen. Think about it. Babies fight, kids fight, teenagers fight, adults fight, spouses fight. It seems like it's just a part of life. Unhealthy conflicts and disagreement are part of what it means to live in a sinful world. But this week, as we examine this portion of 1 Corinthians together, we began to realize that for Christians, the conflict and disagreements that we have with other Christians are just an opportunity for us to reflect Jesus to the world around us. Here are the two main observations I think that we can learn from this passage. First, our identity as sons and daughters of God should determine our activity. As we begin to understand that identity, we should see everything in this life through the lens of who we are in Christ and what He's calling us to do. Second, one of the core elements of that identity that Paul points out in this passage is that as Christians, our rights aren't our mission. We get that from the example of Jesus, right? Jesus came to the earth and he sacrificed everything so that we could have a relationship with God. Jesus didn't come to get his rights. It had nothing to do with getting what he deserved. He came to get our wrongs. As his followers, that's our mission too. As Pastor Dean said a couple of weeks ago at the Lewis Center campus, when we understand what God has done for us, we begin to leverage everything that we have on this side of eternity so that others can come to have a relationship with God. In this case, that sometimes means laying aside our rights, what we think that we deserve in our civil disputes with other believers, so that we aren't pulling the attention off of Jesus and putting it onto ourselves. This extends beyond the civil courtroom as well and includes our temptation to air out other Christians in the court of public opinion, right? If we aren't careful with the way that we handle our conflict with other Christians, we can cause non-Christians to write off Christianity. We can give them the reason they were looking for to write off Christianity because of the hypocrisy, because of the difference between what we say that we believe and who we actually are. That's what was going on in Corinth. That's why Paul was so passionate about this topic. That's why he speaks with such emphasis, because they didn't realize, they claimed to be so wise, but they did not realize that all the while they're fighting for their rights, everyone loses. Paul says it doesn't matter who won the case. You both already lost. The kingdom lost. This week, my prayer is that we would head into each day with the goal of laying our rights aside and keeping the main thing the main thing, living our lives in such a way that we are a clear picture of the love that God has for his people. It's not about us. It's not about our rights. It's about the kingdom. Let me pray for you. God, thank you that you gave us examples of imperfect people and imperfect churches so that we could learn from as we struggle with our own imperfection. We ask this week you would help us begin to understand more deeply what it means that our identity is in you. Holy Spirit, would you just convict us as we make decisions that don't line up with what it means to be a son and a daughter of you? Help us this week to remember that our rights aren't our mission. And God, if there's anyone listening today who finds themselves in the middle of a conflict with another believer, or even a litigation with another believer, that you would give both parties the wisdom to make decisions that honor you above all else. God, help us love each other the way that you love us. Amen. We'll see you next time on the DriveCast.